if every candidate were to resist the PAC money from industries, then industry would be less likely to have that kind of influence on our congressional members. 35,000 lobbyists descend on Capitol Hill when they're in session to influence 435 congressional members. That's phenomenal. It's an industry all by itself.
You've also been outspoken about veteran issues and the war in Iraq. Would you like to talk a little bit about your views on that situation and why this issue is so critical to your campaign?
I'm the candidate that has experience with veterans and with the critical issues. And what are those critical issues? Obviously, number one is health care and the immediate care for those returning, but also the care for those that have served in other and previous wars and making sure that they don't lose their benefits. We have an obligation, but we are seeing through this Congress a reduction in the benefits through reevaluations. We're seeing a reduction in our obligation, I believe, by shifting veterans who are coming back from Iraq who are disabled and putting them into the public entitlement system. By doing that, we have literally escaped a part of our responsibility and put it on an already overburdened system as taxpayers, which we often complain about. You know, we're seeing a lot of these kind of issues, which I don't believe any of my opponents would even begin to understand because they haven't been there, they haven't been following this stuff over the years as I have.
What about alternative energy issues, especially here facing Alaskans?
Oh, yes. Every Democrat, I think, is really going to be on this, and well, they should. And we're noticing the Republicans are picking up the mantra as well. But really, for Alaska, we have the unique opportunity to demonstrate to the world how it can be done. And the reason why I say Alaska can is because of simply our geography. Everything is here to set the stage as an example for the use of all the alternative energy options. I think that as long as they're done responsibly. How best to use geothermal, which we already do out of Chino Hot Springs. Solar, as they're using in Lime Village right now. And why not? Yeah, we joke around about the minimum amount of sunlight here, but it still can be utilized. In addition, wind. We have windmills in operation in Kotzebue and some other places. I think on a federal level, it's important to know what do candidates offer towards that objective. I want to see us expand our energy options for the state. We certainly have to avoid any kind of energy crisis, which we're already beginning to experience. Rather than just distributing money out to every individual, we need to put into place those kind of alternatives that will really produce results for Alaskans so that they're not worrying about heating their homes as we're seeing right now.
So Congressional Quarterly says that right now the election or the primary between you and Ethan Berkowitz is too close to call.
It is tight. And I'm motivated not by a career. I'm motivated completely by what's right for the veterans, by what's right for the fishermen who are struggling. I am running for those people out there in the interior who are seeing their schools closed because there aren't enough children in them because their families can't afford to pay heating bills. So they go to the city where they end up on, you know, dealing with emergency crisis programs, and that brings it back to us full circle. If we want to really be a better nation, then we need to invest in our children. Knowing that and approaching policy from that level.